getting nominated for an award should have made me feel like I was on top of the world. But instead, it just made me ask myself, why did I need this to feel like I was enough?
Microphone check. Does my mic sound nice? Yes, it does. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. We focus on the real journey to being 1% better every damn day. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. I am Jared Damn, back in the building once again. And if you're new here, don't even worry about it. I got you. It's About Damn Time, the podcast about self-discovery. It's my self-journey. I'm on the road to building a better me, and hopefully through conversations and revelations such as this, you too can be build a better you, because we're in this together. Now, y'all, this is a very, very special episode. Very special episode. You know what? I should have had like some music or some clapping. You know what? Let me try to find me some clapping. I should have used this very special episode. Let me see. Round of applause, round of applause. Here's why we're clapping, y'all. Today marks 5 years, 5 long years, over 180 episodes of It's About Damn Time. That's right, y'all. It's my birthday. Look, let's talk about it. Before I talk about how elated I am to make it to 5 years, I need to say thank you. It's to you. The struggles, the ups and downs, the tears, everything that went into this show. I'm about to quit. I'm about to start over. I'm about to quit again. Like I was about to quit every week. But it's you, the listeners, it's you, the people, the encouragement, the words, the keep going, these numbers look low, but this one person then said that I just did something that affected their life and kept them going. That shit right there is the reason why I'm still doing this, that shit. And I can't thank y'all enough. 5 years. Now, shout out to my mom too. It's her birthday too, so it's kind of both of our birthdays. It's my mom's birthday. She turned 71. I'm putting all her business out in the street. You know, it's about damn time we turn 5 here. And just reflections, man. Like, I started this. I just knew I wanted to do a podcast. You know what? I want to talk about how the fact that I drug my feet on doing this podcast. Like, I legit drug my feet. And I talk about this all the time on how I still got Facebook memories that pop up. They'd be like, sorry for the wait. Podcast coming soon. Sorry for the wait. And that was like 2 or 3 years of just hitting me, bombarding me, because I was too afraid to hit record and talk, because I felt like my voice didn't matter. I felt like what I had to say didn't matter. I didn't even know what this was. It took, what, episode 80 or so, or 60 or something like that? It took at least 50 episodes for me to even realize that this was a self-improvement podcast. I had no idea what this was. And here I am, 5 years, countless numbers of guests. I guess you could count them. I just didn't, so I'm going to go with countless numbers of guests to find your voice, to be the person that you want to be on the microphone. Well, I'm about 70, 80% there. I still feel like it's a little bit more Jared that need to come out, but even still, if you listen to episode 1, you listen to episode now, if you listen to episode 1, God bless you. You know, that's those first few seasons, but we matured into this. We were truer than this. But it's a celebration. I want to thank you all. I don't know what the future holds. I'm not quitting. Relax. But I'm just saying, I don't know what the future holds, but I am just so glad that five years of dedication, when I know a lot of podcasts that hadn't made 5 years, that stopped. I know a lot of people who I was podcasting with prior to me coming up with It's About Damn Time. No shade. It just didn't work out. But those individuals, I'm sure they not listening anyway, so it don't really matter. But 5 years, that's where we're in. That's where we're in right now. So I'm excited. I'm elated. I'm ecstatic. All right, but I don't want to keep harping on that. There's a little bit more news to sit there and cover prior to me, you know, kind of getting into the episode, which, of course, there's a lesson to be learned from all this. Of course, I'm going to find a lesson. You know me. You know what it is. You know, since the last time I spoke to y'all, I have been nominated for 2 Black Podcast Awards. Let's get some more clapping in. Let's get some more clapping in. Clap for. Yeah. 2 Black Podcast Awards. That is mind blowing. I'm gonna harp on this for like a little second. Let me talk my shit, because it's a big deal for me. Never been award nominated. So win, lose, or draw, I am like on top of the world right now. So I got nominated for Best Personal Development Podcast, and I got nominated for Best Wellness Podcast. And here's why this means something to me. It must sound a little shady when I say it, but it's all right though. Awards come to all shapes and sizes, and any honor that you receive is important. But it's a little different when it's not a popularity contest. It's a little different when you don't, you know, put your stuff in and just say, hey, come, y'all vote for me. And I keep posting on social media for y'all to vote for me to win a popular vote. To be nominated for an award, to be critically acclaimed, that shit means something to me. To be critically acclaimed. And what I mean by that is these awards are different, where I had to submit to judges, my peers, juggernauts in the industry, people who have won awards after awards after awards. And they're like, we see something, Jared. Like when it was announced, man, the amount of congrats I got, man, was massive. But the congratulations from people who I fucking respect so much, that believed in me when I didn't believe in me, I promise you I'm not gonna cry. I'm gonna try not to. But they believed in me when I didn't believe in me. They told me to keep pushing when I wanted to quit. And these people congratulated me. I'm getting messages from people that, like, I wake up in the morning and make me want to cry. It made me feel like I was worthy. You know, even my mom, when I told her, I thought she knew, but I didn't tell her till like the other day. When I told her, I was like, she's like, baby, this is what you've been wanting. It's what you've been waiting on. This validates everything that you refuse to validate in your mind. And I'm not gonna lie to you though, I felt a shift even before those awards were announced. And as much as I am elated for these nominations and to be in the same breath with some of these podcast greats, I had to start feeling it, because I started doing shit the right way. I start doing shit for me. So when I look at the nominations and I posted about it, the first thing that pops in my head is like, this is what you've been waiting on all this time. And why did I feel like I needed this to be validated? Why did I feel like I needed outside validation? Why couldn't I believe in myself? And don't get me wrong, this is like, so important to me. But I started looking and started evaluating the work that I did. If you are truly not in competition with anyone else, which let's be honest, we all be comparing. But if you are truly not in competition with someone else, if I look at episode 1 to episode 182, those things are different. There's two different things. It's different stratospheres. You know what I mean? And so now I'm just feeling better about myself. And I start thinking about that. I start thinking why. Like I said, it was a shift that was happening. I felt confident. I made a post like, I was like, hey, woo, I'm making promises to myself now. I'm keeping promises to myself. And I've heard that before, how keeping promises to yourself is discipline and all this other stuff, and it pushes you up a level. Man, you know, like whatever. But me telling myself this is what I'm gonna do, and then doing it, where I can trust myself. Me starting to have a little bit more confidence in myself. Hey, you're better than what you think you are. You know more than what you think you know. I never felt like I was enough. And I am enough. I just didn't get it. I just didn't believe it. To finally start believing your own hype, well, I won't even call it hype, just believing yourself. But for lack of better terms, let's call it hype. To finally start believing in it, I don't know. It's hard to describe the feeling. It's like, I don't know, having like big muscles and you can open all the pickle jars in the world. I don't know. You know what I mean? It's different. You walk differently. You talk differently. Not to others. Because you've always been respectful and confident to others in certain situations. Maybe other situations when I'm in public, I'm a wallflower. But you always have exuded confidence. But yo, it's different when you start talking the way you're supposed to talk to yourself, the way you talk. Last week I did a clip. I did a little video on TikTok. And I did it in real time because I made a negative comment about myself, which I do all the fucking time. And we all do. And I'll blame self-deprecation. Yeah, you know, that's just how I joke. I said some slick shit, and I said it. And as I walk it off, so it's almost like how you, like, you know, it's almost like how, you know, back in the day, your mama tell you to do something, you mumble, what you say? And that's exactly what I did to myself. I said, what you say? Say it again. Look in the mirror. Look right here. Boop. Look right here. In your own eyes and say that shit again. I dare you. I triple dog dare you. Woo! Boy got humbled quick. How you humble yourself? How you humble yourself? But that's exactly what I did. I was like, I had to take the time to just really talk to myself. Tell myself I was enough.
tell myself that I'm learning to take care of myself.
So what if you don't got the stuff that you want and, you know, you was having a bad hair day and the beard ain't you know, wouldn't all blowed out like it was supposed to be. You will learn to take care of yourself. When I tell you I dug in my ass and I made myself tell me that I love me. Y'all know how hard that was? Can you actually tell yourself that you love yourself? I know there's some that's in my life that they honestly they can. But to like look like go into the mirror and look in your eyes and tell yourself that you love you. Shit was real. You are enough. But I get why you don't believe it. Because you constantly shit on yourself. You constantly put yourself down. You constantly doubt your abilities. I can't do that. Mm-mm. I tried. Oh, you tried one time, huh? Well, no, Jared. I tried 3 or 4 times. Oh, okay. So that's it, huh? We want people to ride for us. We won't ride or die people in our lives. Is that right? We won't ride or die people in our lives. But we ain't riding or dying for ourselves. I'm not. I wasn't. I'm a ride now. So I'm a hop in the car. Come on, Jerry, let's go. Why can't we do that for ourselves? You have constantly beat yourself down. You've constantly taken every critique and beat yourself down. Even when they didn't probably even mean it like that. Or even if they did. Or even if you got 99 compliments, but that one person who is a certifiable ass clown and you know it, said that one thing, that one time, that one month of that one year, and you hold on to that shit. You are enough. Yeah. But I get why you don't believe it. Because we're centering ourselves on outside validation. We're centering ourselves on what people think about us. Even when we say we don't. I like to think that I sit there and march to the beat of my own drum, and I do. It took me this long to be this confident in myself. And I know some people who know me, they're like, you confident in yourself more than I was two years ago, 5 years ago, 7 years ago, 12 years ago, 25 years ago. I'm my most confident version of myself. It took a long time to get here, to feel comfortable in your own skin, but yet and still, you know you a nerd. You know you a Star Wars and Marvel geek. You know you like science fiction and wrestling. You know that you got to talk in song lyrics. And if you can't get that song out, if you can't sing that song, it burns a hole in your chest. But you don't feel like you're enough for people that you love and care for and respect. So you stifle that version of you until you no longer know who exactly you are. Because for this person, you have to have this way. And this person, you got to be the motivational speaker. And this person, you got to sit there and be funny. And this person, you got to be the caretaker. And this person, you got to be he's the smart guy. Do, 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 do. And you have to be all of these things for all of these people. And then when somebody says, well, hey, what do you want? You don't have a clue. Because you hadn't invested enough in yourself. You are enough. But I get why you don't believe it. Because social media is out there. Everybody got a highlight reel. Everybody is winning. Let me tell you something. It's 2025. Everybody ain't winning. Most of us ain't winning. But you believe that. You see it. You inundate yourself
with all the social media. I inundated myself with successful podcasts and seeing people's highlight reel and saying, I'm not enough. I can't cut that video like that. You can learn. Ask the person. YouTube University. Invest in yourself to take a course. You can learn. I can't do that. So instead of putting the time in to figure it out, we rewatching Cougar Town. Shout out to Cougar Town. I'll watch it when I get off. We don't put the time in. We want something quick and instant because we saw what we saw on Instagram and think it's supposed to be just that easy. It's not easy to love yourself when you've never done it before. It's not easy to have your back when you don't know what it's like to have your back. It's not easy to keep promises to yourself when all you can do is keep promises for other people who may or may not even appreciate it. You keep your promise to your job to come to work almost every day. But I couldn't keep my promise to myself to do 50 push-ups in a day, walk for 30 minutes in a day. You are enough. But I get why you don't believe it yet. Notice I said yet. Because it's time. It's time to believe it. It's about damn time to believe it. It's about damn time I start believing the same things that people see in me. Why am I waiting for proof? The proof is right here. The proof is right here. You're the only person with you all the time. It's about damn time you believe what others see. When I made that post about how I was feeling myself and believing in myself, my friend Shamika posted instantly, it's about time you start seeing what we see. You know how mind blown that was? You saw this the whole time? Duh, Jerry. Huh. It's wild. All right, so I'm going to hold you because we got to celebrate. So 5 years, 2 podcast award nominations, critically acclaimed, heavy on the critically acclaimed, baby. So I'm not going to hold you. Let's get to the damn challenge. This week, write down 5 things you love about yourself that have nothing to do with accomplishments, titles, or recognition. Read it out loud every morning. That's what's going to be a hard one for me. Because, you know, we're doing this damn challenge. That's going to be a hard one for me. Whoo! Okay. I like this for us. I like this for us. Okay. We got this. As always, this resonates with you. Share it. Reshare it. Send it to your mama. Follow me on social media and send the clips to everybody. Just if it resonates with you. All right. Thank you. Congratulations to me one more time. Let's do this one more time. Congratulations. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been real. Thank you all for what you have done for me. By listening to this podcast, you have truly changed my life. So until next time, I'll see you next week. Thank you for joining me this week on It's About Damn Time. Hey, if you like what you heard, follow this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and IG, and join the conversation on this week's episode. Link to all my socials in the show notes. You can also show love by simply giving me a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And of course, for more blogs, pods, and other digital content, go to thewholedamnshow.com. Until next time, I'll see you next week.